I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, January 24th. For the first time in the 136-year history of the Quincy Fire Department, a woman will be joining the ranks of firefighters. Chief Joe Jackson says that Catherine Drakeo is transferring from the Braintree Fire Department to the Quincy Fire Department this year. Drakeo is the niece of Quincy Public Schools Safety Officer Mike Drakeo. She's been a Braintree firefighter for 3 years and is also a commander in the U.S. Army Reserves and a personal trainer. Chief Jackson says no special accommodations are required for female firefighters except for a dedicated restroom. Jackson says that female firefighters want no special treatment, and he says there may be a second woman joining the department later this year. The new class of firefighters will be sworn in soon. Well, thanks to a significant grant from a corporate sponsor who wishes to remain anonymous, Quincy College has begun a major construction project at its Seville building to better accommodate several programs in its popular Allied Health curriculum. Site preparation and utility work have begun on the street level of the college's science building at 24 Seville Avenue in an area which previously served as parking for college faculty and staff. The project will create 1,800 square feet of multipurpose lab and classroom space to allow for the expansion of existing programs, as well as the launch of a new occupational therapist assistant program later this year. Inside the redesigned entrance to the Seville building, space will be dedicated for a new public safety station where a member of the college's public safety team will be on duty during hours of building operation. Also included is a new student lounge. Starlight Building Services from South Boston is the general contractor on the project, which is expected to be completed before the start of the college's fall semester this year. With massive patches of slow zones now mostly repaired, MBTA officials have set their sights on pushing some subway speeds to even higher levels as one of the next major goals. T officials hinted yesterday parts of the Red Line might soon be able to accommodate travel up to 50 miles per hour, a 10-mile-per-hour increase over the current levels that would bring the line closer to originally designed speeds and further trim travel time for commuters. MBTA General Manager Phil Eng says that improvement is right around the corner. And Jody Ray, the agency's senior director of maintenance, said it could happen within days. Ray says the Red Line was designed to run at 50 miles per hour between the JFK UMass station and Braintree station, but that officials a couple of decades ago decided to set a system-wide maximum speed of 40 miles per hour. The T will need to get the all clear from regulators at the State Department of Public Utilities and Federal Transit Administration to boost speeds back up, but Ray says that the comfort level is there and that the tracks are in very, very good condition. The agency, which faces a major operating deficit in the upcoming fiscal year, spent hundreds of millions of dollars over the past year on a sweeping repair campaign to fix track defects that blanketed miles of the system with slow zones. That effort has proved mostly successful, decreasing travel times. Eng said that ridership is up too, increasing 8% from December 2023 to December 2024. A former high-ranking Keolis employee has pleaded guilty to stealing more than $8 million intended to operate the MBTA commuter rail system and to defrauding the IRS. 59-year-old John Pigsley, who formerly worked as assistant chief engineer of facilities for Keolis Commuter Services, also pocketed millions of dollars in cash by stealing and scrapping copper wire bought by Keolis as part of an elaborate scheme. The U.S. District Court judge scheduled Pigsley's sentencing for April 17th. Pigsley and John Rafferty the ex-general manager of a Massachusetts-based electrical company, were both charged in April of 2023. Since 2014, Keolis has operated the MBTA commuter rail system under an annual contract of $291 to $349 million. Between 2014 and 2021, Pigsley worked as Keolis's assistant chief engineer of facilities. It was responsible for the maintenance of commuter rail facilities and their engineering operations, including repairs. He also ordered materials and approved his subordinates' orders of electrical supplies from outside vendors for Keolis. Pigsley also ran a separate construction company called Pigman Group. Between July 2014 and November 2021, Pigsley and Rafferty defrauded Keolis of over $4 million through a false LJ Electric invoicing scheme. New England Patriots safety Jabril Peppers took the stand in his own defense yesterday as his trial on domestic violence charges got underway in Quincy District Court. Earlier in the day, Peppers admitted to cocaine possession. That charge was continued for 4 months without a finding. As the trial began, Peppers' accuser was called as the first prosecution witness and testified about what she called physical abuse by the NFL player. Peppers' attorney described the woman as, quote, a woman who's trying to get paid after she filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit. 29-year-old Peppers was arrested last October in Braintree. His accuser alleged that Peppers hit her, choked her, took her clothing, and put her outside. Peppers was also accused of pushing the woman down the stairs. Both the prosecution and the defense say Peppers and the woman were in a consensual sexual relationship. The woman declined medical treatment after the incident and later filed a civil suit against Peppers. After testimony that took up much of the day yesterday, the prosecution rested its case. Peppers then took the stand as the first defense witness at about 4 p.m. After about 20 minutes with Peppers on the stand, court ended for the day. Peppers is expected to return to the stand this morning. Quincy native and renowned Vietnam War hero Dick Stratton has died. Stratton died last Saturday at the age of 93 in Florida. Captain Stratton is best remembered for spending over 2,200 days as a POW in the Vietnam War, enduring torture and inhumane treatment. Stratton was born in Quincy and a graduate of Quincy Public Schools. Stratton began a military career in 1957 after graduating from Georgetown University and went on to serve a distinguished career, earning many commendations, and then continuing to serve after retirement by staying active in many veteran organizations. A street in North Quincy was named in his honor. Stratton is survived by his wife of 65 years, 3 sons, a sister, 6 granddaughters, and several nieces and nephews. A memorial mass is being held today in Florida. Stratton will return to Quincy January 31st for visiting hours at the Cohane Funeral Home from 4 to 8 p.m. A funeral mass will then be held on February 1st at 11 a.m. at Sacred Heart Church in North Quincy with burial at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Donations in Stratton's memory may be made to the Quincy Foundation through the Colonial Federal Savings Bank. A team of students from North Quincy High School will be competing in Season 16 of GBH's High School Quiz Show during a taping this Sunday at 10 a.m. at GBH Studios. Qualifying match number 7 will be pitting North Quincy against St. John's High School. The episode will air on March 29th. Quincy Point Congregational Church is selling cookbooks to benefit Quincy Public School students who may need essentials such as winter coats, footwear, personal care items, and school supplies. The $15 cookbook offers local and global recipes. Contact the church to purchase a cookbook. MBTA Red Line service will be suspended between JFK, UMass, and Braintree both Saturday and Sunday for signal upgrade work. Free shuttle buses will make all stops between JFK, UMass, and Braintree. fare-free service will also be offered on the commuter rail between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK, UMass, and South Station. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 404 points. The NASDAQ rose 44, and the S&P is up 32. World stocks were also higher. The euro rose, and oil at $74 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lost out in L.A. to the Lakers, 117-96. They'll be in Dallas tomorrow at 5:30. The Bruins shut out the Senators 2-0. They'll be taking on Colorado in Boston tomorrow at 1. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny and a high of 31 degrees. For tonight, clear and cold again, lows dropping into the single digits. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 29. Sunday, partly sunny and a high of 36. Partly cloudy on Monday, high 35. For the boater, waves about a foot, a west wind at 10 knots, high tide 7:35 p.m. Sunrise 7:04, sets at 4:48. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, January 24th.